These are the voices of history, the last lingering echoes of the great and near great, the famous and the forgotten, each caught and preserved for posterity on the primitive wax cylinders and discs of the early phonographs. Re-recorded with modern electronic skill, they present a pageant of personalities from the past, voices that will never die. Come back with us in time and listen as history speaks. The year is 1888, the year a great blizzard buried the eastern United States under a snowy shroud that caused 400 deaths. The year that Benjamin Harrison was elected president, even though Grover Cleveland had more votes. The year the box camera was perfected. In England, the elegant Victorian age is dying as one of its greatest figures, poet Robert Browning, sits before a crude recording machine in his 78th year. He recites, I sprang to the stirrup, and Joris and he, I galloped, Dirk galloped, we galloped all three. On a bugle used at Waterloo, one of the few survivors of the charge of the Light Brigade sounds once again the shrill notes that sent 600 riding into the Valley of Death at Balaclava. They recall a day when wars were small, when life was cheap, and when glory was often more important than victory.